Excuse me. What in the world are you thinking?
Mean Gene, the first thing you need to do is to tell these people to shut up if you want to hear what I got to say.
What up, y'all? It's KM, the Sexy Ninja, in the place to be for our Paper Saber Universe, and this is the New World Podcast. Brother, we're talking about SmackDown. March 15, 2024. I put 23. I'm already in the past on my notes. Corey Graves, Wade Barrett on commentary. We're in Memphis, Tennessee. Let me change that right quick because that's going to drive me crazy. Like, why would I do that? Oh, my goodness. Yeah, there we go. There's a 2024. Jeez Louise, man. But welcome, y'all, to the podcast. And let's talk about SmackDown. Let's talk about The Rock doing rock things, singing, telling Memphis he loves him, not really playing a heel until the end of this, whatever you want to call the Rock show. He took up at least almost 25 minutes of SmackDown. I was timing it. Almost 25 minutes of the show. He's allowed to do this. He's the Rock. He's part of the TKO board. He can do what he wants. He can come in, he can sing, and talk about Cody Rhodes' mama. But besides the songs, you know, and everything like that, I was like, ah, ha, ha, you know, this harks back to like him and Cena and then back, that, you know, it's just the Rock's thing. He likes to sing. And the fact that he's in Memphis, where he calls it home, really not playing. I think that was my problem with this, was the fact that I was like, man, you're supposed to be the heel. You know, that's why you got the Versace shirt you got on there. You got the glasses, you know, you're talking smack about Cody and whatnot, but this crowd loved their Rocky. They were chanting Rocky, Rocky. It's because he fed into them. He's like, I'm home. This is where I wrestled. This is everything. Ah, and I'm like, man, The Rock just cannot not be loved. And I noticed he has a thing when someone says, I love you. He's like, I love you back, baby. He has to respond to them and get that magic and stuff like that. But he sings a song. This is Cody, this is Seth, calls him a clown, all this stuff, your wife's popular than you, everything that's been thrown out there, The Rock uses in his song, and this is the meat and potatoes right here, is when he calls out Mama Rhodes, and tells her, like, hey, you know, your son is gonna get beat down by The Rock, I'm gonna beat him with this belt, pulls out this belt and everything like that, how's he's gonna put Cody's blood on it. Then he's going to give it to Mama Rhodes. This is where I was like, okay, all right. And The Rock goes, hey, how did Cody respond to having the biggest moment of his career, slapping The Rock? He cries. Cody crybabies. Oh, I don't know. I was just like, well, that's a part of the promo, but that's what The Rock does. It's what the heel Rock does. He's just trying to change the narrative and make the Cody look like a crybaby, but Memphis was like, yeah, yes. I heard one guy like, kick Cody's ass. But yeah, he goes on. But my favorite part of this whole thing is I was like, you son of a bitch. Is he goes, I'm going to whisper into Cody's mom. And nothing. I don't know the lyrics, but I know that you're welcome from Moana or whatever. And I was like, what a dick move. Using his status as a Hollywood star and from one of his most popular movies he's done is Moana with one of the biggest songs, because that song was everywhere. I mean, everywhere when that shit came out. Just like Let It Go. But he to end it with that and say, you're welcome. I was like, oh, fuck you, Rock. That's all I got out of this. But The Rock took up 20 minutes of the show, and you can feel it. You can feel when someone takes time away from you because some things were a little rushed here and there, but not too bad. But they got back on track. The LWO versus LDF qualifying for the big tag team championship match that's going to happen at WrestleMania. LDF for the win. They're going to go on, and we have Bayley and Damage Control. They just arrived. Kayla's with LA Knight. LA Knight comes out, cuts a promo on AJ Styles and tells him, like, hey, man, You ruined a moment for me. You went to Australia, you know, in the Elimination Chamber. I've been looking for you. Calls him out, nothing. He goes, yeah, that's just what I thought. But you and me, AJ Styles, at WrestleMania. He challenges him, and here comes AJ Styles with a chair. Bada bing, bada boom, lays out LA Knight and accepts the challenge. So we are setting matches up now for WrestleMania. LA Knight versus AJ Styles is a big match. In my mind, it's a big match. So I'm excited to see where we go. I'm excited to see the promos. I'm excited just to see the match itself because we're moving on to WrestleMania weekend. Logan Paul interrupts Nick backstage, tells him, like, hey, man, you know, Randy needs to apologize or a fine or something because he ruined a moment, a great moment of my prime and everything like that. And Nick's like, no, you know, if you want an apology, go ask him yourself. Logan's like, ha, well, you know, that's kind of your job, but obviously you can't do your job because you still haven't found me a WrestleMania opponent. Nick just does that devilish smirk he does. He likes that smirk. And Logan walks out. Then we have Kayla with the Bloodline. Jimmy, this is right here. We set up another WrestleMania match. Brother versus brother. Jimmy Uso versus Jey Uso. And all I can say is yeet. Yeah. I'm excited, man. I am very excited about that, brother versus brother. They were in tag team action last year, and now we're telling the story of this. You can't go wrong, man. Then we have Randy Orton versus Waller, and this match was okay. You know, the LWO-LDF match was really fun, but this match was okay, but Randy got the win. Logan, of course, he's on commentary. I think his mic was broken and everything like that. But here comes Austin Theory and this and that. But the best part about all this is when Kevin Owens comes out and doesn't save Logan Paul because Logan Paul's clenching up that fist to get Randy. KO runs out. Is the fact that Austin Theory does a heartbreak kid sell like no other, takes the stunner from Kevin, pops back up right into Randy catching him for an RKO. Oh, chef. Kiss. I was like, God damn it, man. Austin Theory, he can sell. He oversells sometimes, but it's pretty awesome. And this one was just a great moment. Boom, boom, boom. I was like, oh, devastating. And then we're not done there. Nick comes out and goes to Logan, and then Logan's like, what the hell's going on? Logan's like, what the? You know, and Nick's like, hey, so I got your opponent for WrestleMania. Oh, I'm sorry. Opponents. And exactly what I said was going to happen. Kevin Owens versus Randy Orton versus Logan Paul for that United States Championship triple threat match, baby, at WrestleMania. Logan's big smile went down to a frowny because he's like, oh, shit. Now the cards are stacked against him. And a huge match. Kayla was damaged with damage control. Dakota Kai has a big match tonight with Bayley in the main event. And they basically saying the same thing they've been saying. Like, hey, we moved on. We got rid of Bayley. Blah, 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 blah. You know, and we're going to end Bayley. And she ain't even going to make it to WrestleMania. Yeah. So, Dragon Lee versus Santos Escobar. Santos for the win. But what do you think is going to happen? They beat down poor little Dragon Lee. And then here comes Carlito. And then here comes Rey Mysterio. And Rey Mysterio tells Santos, like, hey, man, I'm going to beat that smug smirk off your face next week. And I was like, ah, this has WrestleMania potential all over it. Unless something happens next week to where we do have Santos and Rey Mysterio, like in a DQ or something, and it sets up. Or we have Carlito and Rey team up to take on LDF. We'll see. We shall see. Or they do something with Lopez and Santos versus Rey and Zelina Vega in a mixed tag team match. That could be a thing as well. We got two nights of WrestleMania to pack here. So anything can happen. Anything. Pretty Deadly versus New Catch Republic. I was rooting for Pretty Deadly here, but nope. New Catch Republic moves on in this tournament so they can see who's going to fill those spots in that six-pack Patty Black Big Mac tag team ladder match. So New Catch Republic moves on, and I believe they're going to face LDF next week. So then we have Sammy, Nia, Becky Package, everything that's going to happen on WrestleMania. Sammy's going to sign a contract with Gunther. Nia and Becky, last women standing match. A lot of stuff going on. And the return of CM Punk in Chicago, March 25th. I would love to see an interaction with Punk and Rock. I would. Oof. Ugh. And next week, we're going to get a face-to-face with Roman and Cody. So good. But and then they do announce Santos and Rey Mysterio are going to face each other next week. Now we're on to the main event. Bayley versus Dakota Kai ended the way I thought it was going to end, in a DQ. So they start beating down Bayley. Who's going to save Bayley? Now that we know that Mercedes Moné is all elite, there's no way she's going to be at WrestleMania, so no more speculation, no more none of that. Who is going to stand with Bayley? Now the answer is much more clearer now that we got Mercedes out of the way. Naomi comes out because she felt bad last week. She goes, oh, man, I feel bad. I got to help her. And then you got Bianca. Girl, nah. You know, she did it to herself. Fuck her. But that's going to be the big one. When Bianca has the, you know, change of heart. And she helps Bayley and Naomi stand against Damage Control. That's how I feel we're going to have Bianca play into this. And how she's going to be part of WrestleMania. Her and Naomi being in Bayley's corner. So, there we go. That's it. That's SmackDown. I got to say, good show for what it was. The storytelling that we needed to do. I give it a solid, 3.5 out of 5. Match of the night, I will say, was LWO and LDF. The Rock taking up a lot of time. Maybe too much time, but it's The Rock. What can we say? Huh? We can't say nothing. He'll slap my punk ass. And SummerSlam is in Cleveland, Ohio, August 3rd. It's already crazy just thinking about SummerSlam being right around the corner with WrestleMania and everything like that. So this year is going to fly by, but I don't want it to fly by too fast because I want to enjoy myself while we record these podcasts, while we talk about these shows. Tell me what you thought of the show. Drop those comments below. Hit that like. Hit that subscribe. Share with your grandma. Share with your grandpa. Share with the bum down at Walmart. Go to prowrestlingtees.com/newworldpodcast. Get yourself that sweet NWP logo created by Penta X. And I'm wearing it right now. And it's such a great shirt from the Pro Wrestling Tees. They do such a great job. Nice material and everything like that. It makes it it's stretchy. It breathes. And when people see it, they're like, oh, snap, the New World Podcast. I'm like, too sweet, me brother. So go get yourself that shirt. All right? ProWrestlingTees.com/New World Podcast. And remember that the New World Podcast is for life, brother.
Come lay the smack it down on your blonde Cody ass and your best friend the clown.